The compelling story of baseball legend Jackie Robinson is ideal for screen adaptation. Since Robinson played himself in 1950's all too appropriately titled The Jackie Robinson Story, several major filmmakers have been seeking a more dramatic, if not more cinematic, portrayal. Options considered have included Sidney Poitier and Denzel Washington by directors as prestigious as Robert Redford. What has finally come to pass in writer-director Brian Helgeland's moving 42 is not a full biography of Robinson, but a tale of 1 year in Robinson's life, 1946, when Robinson was recruited into the major leagues by Dodgers general manager Branch Rickey, was named Rookie of the Year, and led the Dodgers to the National League pennant. The movie focuses on the intolerance both men encountered in the face of that fateful decision. Harrison Ford gives what I think is his best performance in years as Rickey, complete with fat suit, a gravelly voice, bushy eyebrows, and an ever-present cigar. His speeches about his motivation for recruiting a black man for the Brooklyn Dodgers, which mostly consist of the dollar and God, will no doubt be music to the ears of many mainstream American audiences. Rickey also delivers the film's thesis when he tells Robinson he doesn't want a Negro who has the courage to fight back, but a Negro with the courage to not fight back. I believe it was a wise decision to cast a lesser known in the part of Jackie Robinson, and television actor Chadwick Boseman has made a fine transition into leading man territory with this performance. The way he conveys Robinson's frustration over having to remain silent in the face of hate, bigotry, and racist taunts from crowds, league officials, his opponents, and even some fellow team members is what elevates the film from being little more than a feely-good sports movie. It should be noted that the film contains a steady diet of racial slurs and the N-word, as we are transported back to a time when there were segregated restrooms, hotels, and restaurants. While the scenes on the baseball field are well staged and will stand with any good sports film, I most enjoyed the scenes between Robinson and Rickey, whose camaraderie seemed very genuine. Also, the tender scenes between Robinson and his wife Rachel left me yearning to know more about Robinson's personal life. When thinking of Jackie Robinson, we think of inspiration, nostalgia, and the American dream, complete with a sweeping score, slow-motion running, and a complete sing-through of the national anthem, we certainly get our share with 42. Enjoy! For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.